from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You know, this neighborhood holds a special place in my heart. My family has brought us to the iconic and historic Broadway Market since I was a little girl. I brought my own children to the Broadway Market, and not just during Easter week, okay? So there you go, there you go. And just not far from my husband's uncle had the Hochul Funeral Home that many people later years told me how Uncle Richard would often just forego the cost of the funeral for very poor families and just was really part of the community. And this market itself has been here. The market itself was there since 1888, right around when John Eckert founded his store that became this incredible landmark at 950 Broadway. This building has had a long history of tenants, including the New York State Department of Labor at one point. So I just want to say this was our home. But in recent, I was going to say years, but decades, you know, it's a well-known story that East Buffalo was overlooked. The decline began, families moved out, buildings deteriorated, neglect, and despite the best efforts of elected officials, it was just hard to stem the tide, right? It was just really hard, and the community just felt they were forgotten. Investment slowed, as I mentioned, buildings decayed, businesses left, and that always just it struck me right here, because this is a vibrant community that truly matters. And the historic nature of it, the history is incredible. But I also believe beyond just the history, that its future can also be incredible. And so I vowed as governor, because I know this area, I would keep coming back and back and back until we start restoring faith in the people, the places, and the possibilities. I said I was going to help rewrite the Buffalo comeback story. I knew I couldn't do it alone. I needed great partners in government. And one of them you're going to hear from in a couple of moments. Someone who wears this community on her sleeve and in her heart. And that's our Majority Leader, Crystal Peoples Stokes, who is right there on the front lines. Right there making sure that we know that she wants a lot of money. And she delivers. She certainly delivers. We also have a mayor who understands the needs of this community so deeply and is a great champion, has always been for the entire city, but particularly putting a spotlight on these neighborhoods, our Mayor Byron Brown. Let's give him a round of applause. And a county executive who lives in the city, who cares about the city, has also been having my ear when it comes to projects that are so important to the transformation and the comeback of Buffalo. And I want to thank the great partnership of our county executive, Mark Polenkars. Let's give him a round of applause. Legislator Larry Dupree. Larry, raise your hand. Everybody know Larry's brand new. He's a brand new county legislator from here, and I look forward to deepening our relationship and working closely together. And also the people who've invested in this project. Dr. Fadi Dagher, Kevin Dagher, the CEOs of and the president of Cedarland Development Group. Companies like this help us do what we want to do. They help us achieve our goals of giving people the dignity of a roof over their heads. And I honor them and thank them for having the faith, the confidence, and the wherewithal to get this project done. Let's give them both a round of applause. Dr. Fadi, come. You're also going to hear from Marie Cannon, the president and CEO of the Community Action Organization. Marie, welcome to the job and welcome to the work you're doing. Why you're here is we're talking about something that I believe in to my core, is that making sure that every child has the best start in life. Best start. And I just walked past a room that is going to be open to children who participate in the Head Start program. It was filled with toys and little books and crafts, and I said, this is life-changing for the families that will be able to come to this place right from birth to age 3.5 years old, setting them up on a path to success that'll never be reversed. Because you get them when they're that young, you can change their life forever. So I thank you, the Community Action Organization, and everyone who also is working hard. You know, we talked about this. I was here in November 2022. I think I've been a governor just maybe about a year. I think I had an election around that time, I'm pretty sure. The memory is foggy. But I came here because I had to say this. We had a program called the Downtown Revitalization Initiative. I love this program. I have been all over the state, especially in my time as Lieutenant Governor. When you announce to a community that they matter enough to have won $10 million, all of a sudden there's this mojo starts coming back. People start feeling like, yeah, we matter, we won. It's like the Olympics, we bring home the gold. And that's what this community did. It put forth a winning proposal. And with $10 million, we're investing in 11 projects around the Broadway Fillmore area that perhaps would not have happened without that. Investing in one of, as I mentioned, one of our oldest and historic neighborhoods. And the vision is not just for this project, but also parks and retail and better connections between the neighbors and pedestrian bike paths and really making people feel they're part of a vibrant community. But of course, the redevelopment of vacant buildings. And last year I announced the $13.5 million transformation of this building right here as a hub for this community. I'm proud to be able to cut this ribbon today. Now, these groundbreakings are nice. I go to a lot of them. But when you see the finished product and you know that someone's going to be able to call this their home and their children are going to be safe and nurtured here, this is brings back pride. Remember the old talking proud, walking proud, whatever we were doing, proud? Okay, that was a slogan, right? It was nice. But now it's real. It's not just something you see on a sign or a banner. It's what people are living now. Because this ribbon cutting today will just be a symbol of all the projects, all the initiatives that are going to continue building this area up. This will be a place where 28 families can live, 28 beautiful, affordable apartments, right? Affordable, meaning that families, no matter what their income level, will be able to have a chance at living here. As I mentioned, it's a place where children are going to thrive. It's a good, safe place for their kids. But also focusing on just family, work, and education. This is a model for around the state. I want you to know that. I'm pointing to this project on what we're doing, integrating education for children in a place where families can live, the same building. This is how you change people's lives. And I'm working every single day to make sure that this is successful. I want to talk about what we accomplished this year, and Crystal Peoples-Stokes was a major driver of this. We put forth an aggressive housing package that many thought would never happen because it was just too bold, it was too audacious, and just too complicated given the politics of the whole state. But I knew we had to do something to drive more construction because prices, even a place that was so proud for years, being one of the most affordable places in the country, all those years we'd say affordable housing, it was Buffalo and a few other cities. We were right up there. We're not up there anymore. Now, in one sense, it means that people want to be here. It's good. We're driving young people graduating from our schools, or they're staying here, coming here. But what it's done is the supply hasn't kept pace with the demand, and therefore prices go up. And that's the crunch we're in, not just here, but all over the state. So we had to be aggressive. We had to announce significant amounts of money. We announced $500 million that we're proposing to build on state land. Because I can't make everybody rezone. That's a local decision, right? But I have a lot of state land around. And I said, why don't we focus on that as an opportunity to build more affordable housing? We also have something called our pro-housing initiative. A lot of people said, we don't want to be told what to do. So give us a lot of carrots. We don't like the sticks. I said, okay. I have $650 million worth of carrots for you, including the Downtown Revitalization Initiative. But communities had to step up, like the city of Buffalo did. Mayor, thank you. You're a proud pro-housing community, a model for others to say that we're stepping up. We're going to have targets. We're going to be able to look at zoning in a different way, create opportunities, but also be eligible for programs like this. And those who won't are not eligible for the $650 million. So I just want to reinforce that. So we've supported this. We've worked on supporting, either creating or preserving, over 7,500 affordable homes in the city of Buffalo just in the last few years. 7,500 homes. That's extraordinary. And we were just here, I was just here a few weeks ago to announce the $254 million projects for the Commodore Perry projects. That is going to change this city. 405 units of affordable housing, and we have a $25 billion plan that is just getting warmed up. So, you know why I get excited about this. You know why I didn't want to miss this opportunity. It's also a chance to stop by the Erie County Fair. Good timing. The fried cookie dough is still next level. The view from the top of the Ferris wheel of this whole community. You can see where the Bill Stadium is being worked on. You can see the waterfront. You see the lake. It just reminds me there's no place like home. And it's really a special place for me. And I will continue to invest in this community, invest in the people, and more importantly, invest in the future. The future of Buffalo is so bright, and it starts with projects like this. Thank you. Let me bring up someone who is a force of nature, a strong woman. Her roots are here in Buffalo, but her voice is heard in every corner of the state. The clout that she exercises as the number two, and sometimes right up there with the speaker's ear, telling what we need, the majority leader of the New York State Assembly, our very own Crystal People Stokes.
Thank you so much, Madam Governor. What an honor and a pleasure it is always to be in your presence. I want to say good morning to you all. And I want to say to God be the glory. Amen. For all the great things he has done, including put the angels in place to make this a reality today. I certainly want to honor and recognize my colleagues in government. I could not serve with better people. And it's my pleasure to serve with both my mayor and my county executive. I have yet to have the opportunity to meet my county legislator, but I'm sure that will come at some point. But it's great to be here with you all today. I certainly want to congratulate the Dagher family, who, just stood fast. They went through a lot of hurdles. They got a lot of pushback. They got a lot of no's sometimes. And sometimes they got enough no, you just have to wait. But I'm glad you waited. Thank you so much to the Dagher family and Cedar Land Development. And I certainly want to congratulate the CAO, which I believe is the most preeminent nonprofit organization in all of Erie County. It serves more people across this county than any other not-for-profit, I believe. And I think they do it in an amazing way. And I'm so, so super proud of the new president and CEO, Dr. Marie Cannon. I have literally watched her career build for decades. I've seen her from day one when she started, and I'm just so impressed by the work that she does. And I know that there's so many families and people that her work has encountered their lives who live a better life now. And just imagine how many more she's going to add to that in her new role. I'm excited for you, sister, and congratulations for being there. As was stated by our great governor, this building does have a lot of history. It's been here for a very long time. And it just makes sense for, in a community where there are families already, plus there are going to be additional families that are going to live in this building, that there is access to early childhood care, because we know the sooner children are engaged in academics around a social environment where they learn character building and all these sorts of things, the better likely we are to create more contributing citizens who will get through high school, who may or may not get through college, but will go through some sort of certified training to be employed, so they can begin to be the contributors and the leaders, quite frankly, of our community. So I certainly want to honor all of the work that's being done to put that together. As the governor did say, you know, we come into these offices, you see, I actually grew up in this neighborhood as well. You can walk six blocks that way and you'll be right at my street. And so I spent a lot of time in this community. I know what was here. I remember Norbin's. You know, I remember, you can literally come to this community and buy anything you need. You can go to a millinery store. You can have your shoes repaired. You can go to a cleaner's. I remember when the first McDonald's came right here on Fillmore Street, decades ago. But I also remember when people left. And when people leave, business leaves. And when business leaves, you're left with just poverty and despair. And so for us to be here now, rejuvenating this area under the Downtown Revitalization Initiative under the Governor Kathy Hochul is just amazing. It's amazing. And sometimes you know these things are going to happen, you just don't know how. And you do the work, you keep doing the work, you work with your colleagues in government, you are constantly in the speaker's ear, and quite frankly, majority leader in the state senate, I'm in her ear too, because you got to talk to everybody. In order to bring back your tax dollars to your community that you love, we have to do that kind of work. I'm honored to have been a part of that. I know that residents in this community work hard. The organizations that are here, they do a great job under the leadership of people like the folks at Broadway Fillmore Neighborhood Housing Services, the Fillmore Forward Initiative, and others. They have helped to make this project and others that are coming on board in this area come to fruition. I look forward to cutting the ribbon for this facility. I remember the last time I was in here, I was at the Department of Labor. Signing up for unemployment, because I was unemployed for a moment. That was a very long time ago. So to see the new vitality that will be brought to this building brings me nothing but excitement. And so I just want to congratulate all that are involved, and particularly the residents who've done the long haul work, the day-to-day work, who stayed here and worked to put this all back together. So congratulations to you all. Lastly, it's my honor and quite honestly a real pleasure to have the opportunity to introduce and bring before you Marie Cannon, who is going to be providing for us some of the work that they're going to be making happen in this building for early childhood children. So Marie Cannon, Dr. Marie Cannon. See how we work?
Good afternoon, all. Okay, you have to say it back. We're in early childhood, so thank you. I want to first and foremost thank Governor Hochul. You never forgot your promise to Buffalo and Western New York, your hometown. I want to thank the governor for her belief in the people of Buffalo, to trust that when we would have appropriate resources, we can certainly make our community better. A $10 million investment to revitalize downtown Buffalo. 11 transformational projects, one of which is this beautiful building that we're in now, that most people know as Eckert's, it's the 950 Broadway, or the Department of Labor. This transformational project features affordable housing, as it has already been said, a proposed indoor urban farm for the basement, and my favorite part of the entire project, the 12,000 square foot Eckert Academy, which will become the home for CAO's free Head Start Early Childhood Educational Program under the leadership of our very own Dr. Chelsea White. Okay. This academy, right here on the ground floor, will feature 6 classrooms, which will allow us to serve 24 infants and toddlers and 50 preschoolers, a total of 74 preschoolers and infant and toddlers and their families, free of charge. This is truly transformational for the children and the families to be able to have access to high-quality early childhood educational program that promotes school readiness and parental engagement right in their own community, in their own neighborhoods, down the street. So when we talk about transportation being an issue, it's not an issue. When we talk about the cost, we're a free, federally funded program. So it goes without saying that none of this would be possible without all the partners for this project. Cedarland Development, Empire State Development's Better Buffalo Fund, New York State Home and Community Renewal, Community Preservation Corporation, and the support of Majority Leader Crystal Peoples Stokes. In closing, I want to say that this is the 60th anniversary of the Economic Opportunity Act that established community action agencies as part of the war on poverty. Next year will mark the 60th anniversary of CAO of Western New York. So please expect invitations. Governor, Majority Leader, County Executive, Mayor Brown. So this election year, we've heard rumblings about Head Start being in the crosshairs at the federal level, that some people would like to see it eliminated. We can't let this happen. Since its inception, Head Start has served more than 40 million children and their families. This year alone, nationally, 780,000 families are being served. And locally, CAO's Head Start program currently serves over 1,000 children, both in Erie and Niagara counties. Head Start is and has been a vital part of providing the resources to make sure children and families have the things that they need to ensure that they will grow up healthy, happy, and productive citizens. So from the bottom of our hearts, we say thank you, Governor, and we say thank you to all the partners. And at this time, I would like to introduce Kevin Daigler, CEO of Cedarland Group.
What a tough act to follow with the Governor and Majority Leader speaking before me, but I'll do my best to keep it short and sweet. Good afternoon. My name is Kevin Daigler, and I'm the CEO at Cedarland Development Group. First and foremost, I'd like to thank Governor Kathy Hochul. It's not every day you get to celebrate such an occasion with the Governor of New York, and it's an honor to have you in your hometown of Western New York. Join me in giving her a round of applause. I would also like to thank Majority Leader Crystal Peoples Stokes, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, Mayor Byron Brown, and our other local elected officials here today. Thank you to our community leaders, partners, and everyone in attendance today. Your presence and support means so much to us, and we are deeply grateful that you can join us. As we gather here today, I'm reminded of the significance of this moment, not just for our community, but for my family as well. It's an honor to work alongside my father, Dr. Fatty Daigler, every day, the president of Cedarland Development. This project is especially close to him because he always saw the vision and potential in this project when very few others did. So let's give him a round of applause. Taking something that's been vacant and lifeless for so long and filling it with vibrancy, community, and purpose is exactly why we do what we do. We were truly focused on understanding the community's needs when revitalizing the Eckerts building. This includes the Eckert Lofts, featuring 28 beautiful and affordable apartments, and where we stand today, the Eckerts Academy, run by the Community Action Organization of Western New York, that will serve up to 74 families and their children. We're still working on the final piece of the puzzle, a 10,000 square foot indoor urban farm in the basement that can produce 97,000 pounds of fresh produce yearly. I want to thank everyone who has been a part of this journey. To my family who's present here today, thank you for your support. To my co-workers at Cedarland, your hard work and dedication are the driving forces behind our success. And we want to thank you for all the work that you do. A special thanks to our marketing manager, Tori, as well as our property managers, Daniel, Doran, and Kyle, for all your efforts in leasing and managing this new community. We believe that this development and others like it will serve as a catalyst for future, for continued revitalization in East Buffalo. And we look forward to the positive impact it will have on this community for years to come. With that being said, I'd like to close by thanking all of you once again for being here today and sharing in this special moment with us. And now it is my pleasure to officially open the doors at the new Eckerd's building at 950 Broadway as we cut the ribbon and celebrate this new chapter in the Broadway Fillmore community. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.